Lesson 10, Listening B.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I'll be with you in a moment. I'm with another customer right now.
But I came before that customer.
I'm really sorry, but I'm busy at the moment. Excuse me, sir. I'll get someone else for you. Miss Harding, could you serve this customer, please? I have my hands full, and this customer has been waiting for some time.
Of course. Sir, may I help you?
I certainly hope so. I bought this music compact disc here the other day, and I'm afraid it's broken or something.
Have you got your receipt?
No, I haven't, actually.
Well, I'm afraid there's not much we can do without a receipt.
Look, lady, I know my customer rights. I know very well that I don't have to have a receipt to exchange faulty goods.
All right then. What seems to be the matter with it?
It keeps getting stuck in my CD player.
It keeps getting stuck, huh? I'd say it's probably your machine. Here, let me have a look at it.
Here you are. But I'm sure it isn't my machine, because...
Well, the CD looks perfectly all right to me. I can't see anything wrong with it. We've sold hundreds of these, and you are the first person to come back complaining. Must be your machine, I think.
How is it my machine, then?
Well, you know, I guess it might need servicing.
What? I've got over 100 CDs, and the one you're holding is the only one that's ever stuck. I've even tried it on my brother's machine, and it didn't work either.
Well, that may be true, but I still can't see anything wrong with this one. How long have you had the CD in your possession, sir? Have you been playing and stopping it properly?
I think so. I played it the way I always do.
What I mean is, you haven't by any chance been ejecting it right away like you youths often seem to be so fond of.
Certainly not. Aren't you being a little presumptuous? Look, why don't you just replace it with another one of the same and I'll be on my way.
I am sorry, sir, but I've told you already. Without a receipt, it's not possible. Unfortunately, I need proof that you bought this here.
I did buy it here, a few days ago.
I see.
This discussion really isn't going anywhere. I'd like to see the manager.
I'm afraid he's at lunch, sir. He'll have to deal with me, sir.
At lunch? What time is he coming back?
Well, I don't think he'll be back today. He's taken half a day off, sir.
Look, it was this young girl who sold it to me. Perhaps she'll recognize me. It was only a few days ago, after all.
A young girl. It wouldn't have been a blonde one, would it, sir?
Yes, blonde. Quite pretty, in fact.
I regret to inform you that she no longer works here, sir.
I see. Well, I'll just have to come back later to see the manager then, won't I?
You're welcome to do that, sir. You may want to try again tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Yes, right.